Yeah, I've had some PLAs hit long enough that it actually got brittle, and when it tried to feed through, it just breaks. Not good. So, yeah, you want to check it for flexibility in that before you go ahead and run it. And that's, like I said, the PLA, it broke inside the Bowden tube and everything else and caused a failure. So that's just one of the things you got to look at. KCAVOA.
KCAYVF, yeah, I've had that happen one time where, and luckily it broke off just out the back, so I was able to disconnect at the back, the tube at the back of the printer, and the end of the filament was right there. I could just pull it right out. So, like I said, with the AMS on the top and this riser that I put on, light riser, to get anything out, you got to pull things apart quite a bit. It's not a, just pull a lid and pull it out. So it's, 20 minutes to get everything out of the way before I can get to even trying to do something. So, you got to be able to fix it and work on it, I guess. And I got to replace part of the segment of the LED lights I put in the riser went out. They flickered, and every time, I guess, the print, one part of the print tube or something in it, the arm there, kept touching it, must have wore something off, but the lights, and I keep saying, well, I'm going to take it apart, but again, it's 20 minutes getting it all apart to get to that, and then disconnecting the riser that's clipped to the top of the printer to hold it, so not my favorite thing to do, but one of these days I'll get ambitious and pull it apart. I already bought the replacement lights, or I actually had them here, but I haven't done it, so. All right, Rick, I'm in the driveway. I'll let you go. You have a safe weekend. We'll talk again. KCYVF, back over to you.